Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have a very awesome special guest. I've been wanting to have him for a while now, actually. Very awesome, Christian Piper.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on, Anthony and Genevieve.
Well, the pleasure is
thanks
all
for being
ours.
Here.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Finally, you've made it.
I have.
Yeah.
This is making
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is it. No more stops on the old fame train.
Nope.
Besides the... Yep.
I assume you guys pay me enough for this to be the only thing I do for the next few months.
We're gonna give you $3,000.
Oh,
when you leave,
that'll last me 6 months. Are you
kidding? Yeah. 6 months. Wow, that's that's $500 a month, isn't it?
Is this a weird ass episode of Golden Girls? Are they all this weird?
Like this one was a little. There was a lot of cheating in in different senses of the word. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people not happy. I think the only person that really wasn't involved in a horrible scheme was Rose.
Yeah.
But
Rose knew all about confidence scams.
Yeah. She was the one. She was a smart one in this episode. Go figure. She should have been in the fucking mall. Anyways. We're getting right into it, but before we do, we always like to start by asking our guest, what is our Golden Girls background? What parts of your life has Golden Girls been a blossomed goodness?
How did it make me who I am?
How did it shape your life?
Well, I remember watching it and, you know, it was fine. I think I was just like a kid and it was like, oh, this is for girls.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it says girls in the name of it.
Oh yeah.
So I was all like, I didn't really care that much. Now my wife, this was her favorite TV show as a child. She was very excited.
As a child.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, she was very excited when she found out I was doing this podcast. Apparently, for many years, when people asked her what she wanted to be when she grew up, she said a golden girl.
Really?
That's what she wanted to be.
Wow.
And she would...
Oh, man.
Your wife is amazing.
Yeah. Here's what she would do. She would watch the show, and when she did, she would, like, wrap herself in a blanket and wrap her head with, like, a towel or something, and then take blankets and roll them up... and make a nest.
What?
And then sit and then wrap up more blankets and they would be eggs. And she would sit on eggs while she watched the Golden Girls. And the idea is that was her being a Golden Girl, but she combined it with the Golden Goose from like fairy tales.
So she made gold she made eggs out of blankets and pillows.
And then sat on them, hatching them while she watched the Golden Girls.
That's so cute.
She's a golden
girl. Now that's how I want to watch the Golden Girls. That's like the only way.
That is so cool.
I should have told Anthony beforehand and we could have made eggs
and
hatched them.
We have all these pillows
the
right next to us. We can sit on those.
Okay, I'm gonna sit on something the rest of the episode.
Yeah,
in honor of my
maybe
wife.
What we could
we
do.
We have our first Golden Goose episode.
We could sit on eggs. We could wait for those eggs to hatch, and then we could feed them from our mouths.
Yeah. Ooh. I think we just figured out what you guys can do you run out of episodes. It can become the Golden Goose Podcast.
The Golden Goose Podcast.
And then you can just talk about the myth of the Golden Goose.
How does this feel? So, welcome to the Golden Goose Podcast.
The goose
How do you
that
feel
laid
about
the
this
golden
goose?
Egg.
Did you know that little girls used to, specifically one little girl, used to wrap herself in blankets? That is an amazing story, and I love your wife for that.
Yeah,
and,
she's the best.
That's so sweet, yeah.
If you're listening, you are a beautiful human being. And I
and
love you.
You taught us all a new way of life.
Oh man.
Yeah, I think I might bird it up, you know, for a lot of different shows.
We should do that for Bird City Comedy Festival. We should have, because we're going to have a Bird Queen pageant. And,
oh, wow.
And maybe Golden Goose can be a part of that. We're going to have people just like a beauty pageant, but who can be the best bird or something like that?
Sounds great. I'll get tips from my wife.
Yeah, she can. Yeah. How do we do this? So we watched an amazing episode. I'll say amazing in a, I was amazed by what I saw.
Let's just say this, a lot happened. I felt like I went through a lot in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was incredibly confused.
Me too.
I think I would be like, easily calmed.
I was like, I was about to say, do we need to stop and Google a bunch of stuff? Cause like, I really want to right now, but I held off. And so we watched season 5, episode 22, and it is titled Cheaters. And it wasn't an episode of Cheaters.
That is a great show, by the way.
It's a great show.
That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Once you've talked about the Golden Goose, then you do Cheaters.
Yeah.
I think
we'll
Cheaters
do half
was
Golden
a great...
Goose, half Cheaters. What's that, Genevieve?
I think Cheaters was a great show in the way that it made you feel better about your life.
Yeah.
Like,
agreed.
At least you're not being caught with your mistress outside of a,
on national
a
television.
Tennis shoe store. Yeah.
But these people were so, they were so, like, they chose people that were of, they were working class people. And so when they were offered $3,000, they can't say no, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and then they show their faces on TV, so they're kind of like backed in a corner. Anyways,
it's like the literal definition of exploitation.
I didn't know they got offered $3,000.
I mean, they offer money to be on the show.
They probably
after
offer
they
them
caught.
As little as they need to get them to say yes.
To say yes to show like, their faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so this got very political fast.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I mean, political in a not a the. Democratic way, but so as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener who did not get to see it with us. And so Genevieve, go ahead.
Yeah, well, as we've talked about a little bit, this was an episode of Scams. Blanche and Sophia basically get roped into a scam. Basically, they have some guy that tells them that they found a wallet with $2,000 in it, and they're all trying to keep it, and he basically convinces them to open a bank account, but then swindles them out of some money with the help of a nun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dorothy is almost roped into the biggest scam of all, marriage.
Oh, yeah. Beautifully worded.
I'm just kidding.
As a married person.
Genevieve, I don't think this is your fault at all, but I think I felt the same way watching this. No one that listens to this will understand that scam. At all. it was kind of the same way watching the episode. It was like, because they're just sitting there and the guy comes up and he's like, hey, I found this wallet and it has money and is it yours? And they're like, I mean, they jokingly say yes, but then they're like, no.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, shoot, who gets to keep it? It's like, well, you're the one that found it. Why are you even including
it? He let that whole thing. And yeah. Okay. I noticed something when I was watching that part, and I remember he threw something on the ground. Did you catch that?
I didn't see
it. Did you catch that,
yeah.
Genevieve? When he
yeah,
went,
yeah, he was not subtle at all.
Yeah.
No, there was nothing about it. He even says something like, just off the top of my head, and he suggests something like super complicated. And then he ropes in this nun, and the nun also was like, well, I don't know, but you know what I think you should do? You should open a bank account, and like, you should each put $2,000 each into a bank account, and that way you all just, you know, like.
But, okay, that confused me too, because, okay, we're jumping ahead, listeners, into probably the third scene when they go to the mall. And And so the idea, why would they use $1,000 of confidence money? Is that what they called it? $1,000 each, so everybody is in the same investment into finding this person. Like, it seemed very steep. Yeah. I would have countered it with, how about $50? It doesn't cost $3,000 to open up a bank account.
Well, because the idea is, if you don't all put money in, then anyone, because if it's the bank account's in all your names, any of you could just take the money out at any time.
Correct.
But you still could do that if you put $2,000 of your own money in. So it almost increases your incentive to cheat each other.
Correct. Yeah. Even so, if that happens, you can all cheat.
But the whole point is just, that's why they use it to trick old and dumb people. Yeah. Like this.
Did you, Genevieve, did you notice that he dropped the wallet beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah. He just, nothing about it was well planned. It was just like, it was like sloppy. And like, I can't believe, like, they probably do this like all over Florida.
Yeah.
And I'll confess, like, I did not realize it was a con until the nun was smoking.
Yeah.
At the end of that scene. And
it was very confusing what was going on.
Yeah. But that was partially because I was like, well, this guy's not acting well, because he was being so obvious, like you said, and being like, oh, he has all these like weird ideas. It's like, are they trying to squeeze all of this into like a short scene? Is that why he's like got all these really quick explanations for everything? And I just thought it was like bad acting.
It was bad acting. On purpose?
Yeah, because
that guy's a good actor.
Yeah,
yeah. Sean McMurray. Let's not slam. You know, like Sam McMurray, I should say. He's from Raising Arizona,
right?
And
he's great.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. And yeah,
he was.
He's Nathan Arizona in Raising Arizona, right?
He was. He was the boss in the show Cristela.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was Cristela's.
And he was he was Chandler's boss on Friends. On Friends. The one that spanked him.
He was Chandler.
he was Chandler. He was literally Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry. Dude, that's so weird. If Cristela did this podcast, if she had done this episode, that would have been so weird.
He plays like 8 different roles in The Nutty Professor. And
he's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. I think he's a good actor. That's why I was just so confused.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that he's all of us.
But you know what? The guy was acting like he was bad. He was a bad actor, but the nun was acting like a real, like the nun was a good actress.
But just like having like really weird lines, which makes sense when you realize it's just two con people writing lines, not the way I thought it was when I didn't realize it was a con. I thought it was a team of Hollywood writers writing.
Just came up with some stupid idea.
Yeah. So,
or they would find the wall, they would all start, like, the plot would just become they're fighting over who gets to keep the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. So I admit I was conned. I would probably fall.
You were conned by this writing.
Yeah.
So the way they do get conned is everybody puts the money in the into the envelope, and then the guy did a switcheroo, and when they gave the money to the envelope to the bank teller, it was all pieces of paper, and so that's and then they turned around and the guy was gone. I'm assuming the guy just booked it.
Yeah.
Or he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. You guys open up the bank account. See, that's the part where I'm like, how did he get away? You know?
I like to think that he disappeared in a puff of smoke.
I like to think that he was, he like got lifted by like one of those like Peter Pan strings. And
he opened his umbrella and flew away like Mary Poppins.
He flew away to another Florida mall.
He disappeared. He started disappearing, a la Back to the Future. Just He never existed. Okay.
Yeah, I think the main takeaway from that scene is to never trust anyone that talks to you at the mall.
Yeah, don't trust. Yeah, also don't trust the mall or people around the mall.
Yeah, or Florida.
Yeah, and don't go outside your house. Okay, so let's go back a little bit. We needed to talk about the thing that outraged us the most. But let's go back to the first scene where it was very, I don't know. Okay, Rose had a dream about about being in a baseball team.
That opening joke.
Oh, my Oof. God.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, my God. I have so many things to talk about, and I'm talking about this. Okay, and so this... Okay, this... So she had a dream that the Peanuts characters were baseball, where she was playing baseball. They wouldn't let her play. And then I think they were trying to make a League of Their Own reference. League of Their Own was out by then, right?
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't. It was out in 92.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I thought
pre League of Their Own.
Okay. All right.
You're giving it too much credit.
Pre
League
of Their Own. Okay.
This is like a bad joke.
It's just a bad joke
someone came up with and then wrote like a 2-minute scene out of it.
For the joke, it's Peanuts Envy.
No, it was brilliant because basically like. Rose asked Dorothy what she thought it meant, what the dream meant, and then she was like, Peanuts Envy, and it's great because it's a Sigmund Freud reference. Dream analysis. Yeah.
No, I get the joke. I'm just saying, like, someone just had that thought of, oh, instead of penis envy, it's peanuts envy, and then, oh, we'll make a joke. Like, it was just so
somebody
long
was
to get
stoned,
to that one thing.
Somebody was stoned and thought... Peanuts Envy. How do I write a joke about it? This should be the opening joke to this episode.
And the show has, I mean, obviously tons of great jokes. I'm not trying to disparage the Golden Girls at all. It's full of great jokes.
It just started like when you go up on stage and you talk about something that the last comic said and it bombs. That's what it felt like. You should have just started with a joke. She started with a joke.
And I do get what you're saying, that it is better because it was like, oh, interpret my dream. And so there's another layer to it because of that, because that penis envy is exactly what you would say if you're interpreting a dream about not being able to play sports or something. But
right. Because that's what Sigmund Freud would say. Okay.
That or be feeling left out. Because she's kind of left out in this episode.
Right. Yeah. This is the beginning of you being left out of this episode.
You could just do like 10 podcasts about that joke when you run out. No, you do episode by episode, and then when you run out of episodes, you do joke by joke. Start it over again at the beginning and do an entire episode about each joke.
You know, a lot of people ask us what we're going to do when we run out of episodes. I think that we're going to die. I think we're going to do a... Do you want to do a like a suicide? Like
Thelma
a double,
Louise.
Double suicide, Genevieve?
Yeah, I think we should just do a blood pact, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, I think that's...
Yeah, definitely. It'll be nice.
Wait, which Golden Girls are still alive?
Betty White.
Just Betty White. Rue McClanahan died?
She died. She passed away.
Yeah.
That's a shame. It's probably too much sex.
Yeah. You know what? She liked having sex in real life too.
Really? In real life
too? She was like, I think Betty White says she really did enjoy the company of men in real life. Ooh. Yeah, I know.
Well, who doesn't, right?
Right? Blanche is kind of she's been fucking this dude who just wants to fuck him and he wants to have a relationship. Is that what the joke is?
Yeah, that was her. Yeah, her
that thing. Was her like, situation.
Oh, we were having one of those long like let's talk about our relationship talks. Right. You know, where's her relationship going to end up? And yeah. they're like, well, where is it going to end up? And she said, where they always end up, room 206 of them.
Right. Blah, blah, blah. I wish he would have stopped talking. You know, like, ugh, she's such a, I love that she's such a dude. But then that plot switched and it became about the money. So we lost that whole thing. Right. Like, it would have been, it would have been cool.
I don't remember Blanche being so, like, 100% everything she says is about sex.
You don't?
No, I remember that being like a big thing, but that's all she talked about in this episode.
Yeah.
100%. Is it that way every episode?
Since the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big part of her bones.
Maybe you were young. You were too young to get it.
Yeah. Well, and I've always known that Golden Girls has like innuendo. I didn't realize how much actual banging they do.
Yeah.
Like they're just banging left and right.
Well, if you're a child and you see Dorothy and a guy going into another room, you really don't know what they're going to do, you know, because they never really say like when they're actually going to have sex. They didn't really say it.
That's true.
But well, sometimes it's not fair to say entirely that Blanche just talks about sex. Sometimes she fights with her family.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, like her her sister, you know, she's
just not in this episode.
Both her sisters, she has her revenge. Kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's episodes where she's very vengeful, very petty, or it's about her looks. Like she's losing her looks.
Oh, yeah. I remember that a lot.
Yeah. Or she has a problem with somebody that is a minority.
She's also uncomfortable with like getting old. And that there's a little of that in this episode.
Yeah. Like, and she's uncomfortable with like gay people sometimes.
Oh, really?
That if they're her family. Yeah. Then she has an issue. She doesn't have an issue with them outside of
she's great. She's hilarious.
She's out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, the next scene, it's that telephone scene. And I got that Dorothy was trying to sound sexy answering the phone. But she was getting phone calls from telemarketers. Is that what was happening?
A telemarketer?
Yeah. It was like a cold call from a whooping crane charity.
What is a whooping crane, Genevieve?
It's like a elegant looking bird, like a rare bird.
Yeah, they're big and white and they have long necks.
So it's a real bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a big fake wooden crane you bought.
I don't know. Like a crane for like moving things?
No, I thought it was like a bird. Like, okay. Like a, because you know there's paper cranes. I thought it was like an artistic type of crane. I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't know.
You're wrong, but your vision was beautiful.
You're welcome. I just went somewhere else. Okay.
I wish we lived in your world.
Yeah.
Where that were the case, but we don't, sadly.
Okay. All right. Can we, for a moment, talk about the previous episode where this character, played by a different actor, was in season one? Genevieve, do you remember that?
I'm trying to think.
So Matt Micheletti episode, the lost episode, is where we saw this character last.
Glenn O'Brien.
And it was played by a different actor.
You know what though? He was like a high school coach or something like that. Like he was his name was also Glenn O'Brien, and he was like a coach that worked at like Dorothy's school. He was also Irish. Yeah.
And they ended up having sex in a hotel.
Yes.
So the episode from season one where we first saw this character, Dorothy, I think, found out that he was married, and then she continued to see him. In this episode in 1980,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was the Matt Micheletti episode.
And Sophia even said at the beginning of the episode, oh, that's the married guy she shacked up with 4 years ago.
4 years ago, in 1985, yeah. Which was actually 5 years ago. But so this that episode was so, it was called the lost episode because you couldn't find it on iTunes. Back then, we were doing iTunes. Gosh. And it was sort of, I read somewhere on the internet that it was a little bit too controversial for the Golden Girls.
Because she kept having an affair.
She kept having, being a mistress and having an affair. And so it was sort of like not shown for a while. Am I wrong, Genevieve?
No, I remember this. I remember we had trouble finding it, and I remember us talking about how it was too hot for TV. And
So that's probably why they felt so comfortable recasting the character.
So they were so they're like, this failed episode, we need to bring this character back and have the exact same plot, because Dorothy at the end of this episode is like, I can't do this. And at the end of that episode, she does the exact same thing. So it's kind of like you brought back the same character and you're like, this time it's 1990. We're fucking ready for cheaters on television.
He's such a great actor, though.
A lot has happened. Let's see, the Berlin Wall fell.
The Berlin
Wall.
So much has happened. People are wearing AIDS ribbons. It's a new world. It's a new world, guys.
We got acid wash jeans are a big thing.
So it's sort of,
we're ready for cheaters now.
Saved by the Bell is on.
Oh man!
But like the old one where they're in the middle school.
Yeah,
and it's actually called something
Saved by
like,
the Bell.
Like it's like Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Oh, that was the original pilot, right?
Well, it was more than a pilot. I think it was the first like season.
The first season was called that.
Where they're like in middle school.
It was a whole season with like, I think it was like Zach and Screech and like
Lisa.
I don't know, maybe Jesse.
So Saved by the Bell is a spinoff.
Yeah, it was like, well, it's like a reboot. It's like a, it's a weird, like a, it's kind of like, I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to go Torkelson.
It was like focus on the teacher who was Haley Mills from Parent Trap and all those other movies back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. And it was about her. And then all of a sudden, the next season, they were all in the Palisades.
They all had pubes. And we're rich kids. That's what you want to do. Be rich, have pubes. Okay. So
yes, that's the dream.
That's the dream.
And that's a dream. And also to view whipping cranes the way that Anthony does.
It's okay. So the whipping cranes also. That's very important. So and then okay. So Dorothy is under the impression that he is divorced now. And so now she's very excited to be back with this guy who lied to her and said that he wasn't married, you know. So I feel like this history was kind of wiped, you know, for this episode. And so they go, and then you see, you know, she's very excited about this guy until she's in his apartment. Then she goes in, and I think something like triggered. Maybe like she felt like she was back in that hotel room where she like originally cheated or was a mistress. I don't know what it was, but like she saw that he wasn't living in like Lux or something. And, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, but she felt like something was telling her, her gut was saying, I don't want to be with you anymore. And you can even see that in the thumbnail, like she just doesn't feel comfortable. Like
I feel like she's kind of on board a little bit. I don't know. Have you ever been the other guy? Like when someone's in a committed relationship and you're cheating with them. Have you ever done that?
I've done that.
Yeah. I've been the other person.
You.
And so I get the perspective where it's like, yeah, I really liked this person. And yeah, usually like they have some kind of problem with their relationship or whatever. And so you're like justifying it in your head. You're like, oh, like, oh, they, you know, that it's not a real marriage. That, like I can, yeah, I'm not breaking up anything bad. And then you do it. And then, yeah, it usually ends poorly because they don't, no one likes leaving the person that they're with. And then, but then when they finally do break up, then you do have like, where you're like, oh, they're free now. And a lot of times they'll come to you. And then it's the question of whether you can trust them.
Can you trust them?
Because.
Are they loyal?
You, they cheated on their other person with you. So is there going to be down another, the road another person?
Another cheater, yeah. Or, well, or somebody else.
It was, I don't know. I mean, I really thought just the fact that like she goes over there and he's like, well, I don't have towels and I don't have soap. I mean, that really was like, what are you doing? Like, how do you not have towels?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
well, it's kind of like you want to replace the wife, I guess, yeah, or the other person. But have that life because you're jealous of.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Very obvious about that. Yeah.
And it's like she felt like she was still the mistress back when they first met, and you know what? And it sucks that we have to, sort of fill in these holes. I wish the episode would have done that, because I'm in my head it makes sense, but it leaves it to the viewer to figure out why she really doesn't want to be with this dude.
So why does she like him so much? Because she's so excited at first.
She said he was funny, made her laugh, and he was like a charmer.
And I guess they showed that when he brings the cannoli to Sophia.
When he brings the cannoli and all that stuff. But in like in the first episode that we... And I keep referencing the first episode, I'm sorry. But like... we only see him in a hotel room. Yeah. Like every scene is in a hotel room, and like, and he's not charming. He's kind of like a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't. When I was expecting him to be like, and I like this actor a lot. I love Law and Order. If for those that haven't seen this episode, it's the like kind of gruff detective from Law and Order for years.
Jerry
like,
Orbach. Yeah, he was also. He was also in Crimes and Misdemeanors, the Woody Allen film.
Yeah. Oh. He's also the dad in Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't like dancing or breaking the law, which was the law to not dance.
Well, that's Footloose.
Oh, never mind.
It was just his rule. No. He just didn't want her to dance dirty.
Don't dance dirty or break the law. but... having an affair is illegal.
But okay. he just didn't seem... I was expecting there to be more, like... I don't know. And I guess maybe because, you know, they're older, you know, it's a different, like... If this was like a sitcom with people our age, it would be like this really hot, like really charming person that was just like...
It would be like...
So compelling, but just you can't trust him, so you can't... But in this case, it's like, well, I don't... Why would I really... want to be with this dude, plus I can't trust him, so it's like I'm out of here.
Right.
It seemed like it should have been an easier decision.
Dorothy wanted that D and she wanted
I mean, just from the moment like she comes in, he's kind of like just telling her all these things he needs. Like he's like, yeah, I just needed a wife yesterday, you know, like like he's like, I need someone to buy me soap and towels.
Look how
I need
I'm
someone
living.
To show me how to
does she
how to load the dishwasher.
But if he marries her, it's not going to fix the fact that he's living in a tiny apartment. Not to say that, I mean, at that age, you know.
Oh, you know, he even said something in one of the scenes. He was like, maybe you can take me away from all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how the fuck is he going to do? How is she supposed to be the savior?
Does she have problems with getting dudes? Like, does she not have like a lot of success with men?
She doesn't.
So maybe that makes a little more sense where it's like, he's at least a guy that's on board, you know?
How? Yeah. It's more when somebody's like, I want to be with you, because when somebody's like, I want to be with you, to me, because it's going to benefit us financially, or I hate living where I live, I want to live with you, that's not a good reason to be with somebody. And I think, like, Dorothy was thinking with her penis, with her pussy or whatever, her clit. And and so, like, you do get wrapped up in that, and it takes a couple of, you know, fucking asshole things for that person to say something very douchebaggy for you to realize that, you know, you feel it out, and then you realize they're a douchebag.
Well, I think, like, especially when she first came back, like, I don't think she was expecting much. I think she was just kind of, all right, now you're divorced and we're gonna hang out and have some sex, and that's about it. And then he takes it to the next level.
The sex was very like, baby, it's cold outside. He kind of like pushes her into the bedroom, drags her in there. It was kind of,
well, I mean, I would,
she wanted it, but
yeah, it, I was, wouldn't say but it was a little, it was fast, and it was,
I've never grabbed someone's arm and like pushed it, like, and drag, and like made them come into the bedroom while they're looking into the other room in question.
Well, yeah, they went into the bedroom to have sex.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a sitcom, so you can't have like a 30-minute scene, but it was 2 minutes after she got there, they're going into the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then like the next scene, he asked her to marry him. Like, it all was very intentionally, very fast.
Yeah.
Like, he was just,
because it has to be fast. Okay. So we never really find out. Did we find out if they caught the nun? Because they did a lineup of the nuns.
No, we didn't get to see that.
We didn't get to see.
Hilarious. No.
It would have been great if we saw that. It would have been great if, like, we, I don't know, where we saw the news. They were on the news.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome. Yeah.
Rose didn't do anything. They just had too much stuff in this episode. Rose didn't do anything.
Yeah, she was.
All she did is, like, tell them about the
con. Stories.
Yeah. She just told them, like, she automatically, like, they told her what happened, and she was like, oh, I know what you're talking about. It's a confidence scam called the pigeon drop. Yeah.
The pigeon drop.
Yeah.
She knew what was up.
It's almost like they were trying to, like, teach senior citizens a lesson. Like,
yeah,
try to, like, warn senior citizens about cons. And then they just turned, like, like, they just made an episode based around it with no, like,
they just heard, like, like 1990, there was, like, a lot of cons against, like, in, like, banks and stuff.
That
against
makes
old
sense.
People.
Like, the last episode was about socialism.
Yeah.
Communism.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about communism.
Sisters and other things. There was
a big danger in 1990.
Czechoslovakian guest that just left her country because of communism being dismantled. And so it was very political.
Wow.
Yeah, this season. And then the 72 hours was about Rose thinks she has HIV. And so, like,
wait.
Yeah. From a blood transfusion.
Oh my God.
So this episode is just, this season is just going out there. And
I guess there, I mean, at a certain point, like,
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah.
5 seasons. And these are, there are a lot of episodes per season back then. It's what, like 30?
There's 26 episodes per
26
season.
26 episodes.
So yeah, they're going to step into some scandalous situations. Okay. And so what the fuck? And so he can't, okay. There's that scene where he's super Italian. Is he Irish?
He's Irish.
Okay.
That's why they make a point about him bringing cannoli. But he's from Brooklyn. Oh, yeah.
But he's from Brooklyn. And he's kind of charming up Sophia. And Sophia kind of calls him out. She's like, why did you cheat on your wife? Which is like a good, that's a good question. Yeah. Why? He doesn't really answer it. He doesn't say, oh, she was a bitch, or I needed, she wasn't giving me a blowjob or anything. Or something like
what
that.
What if he had just said that? She didn't suck this dick at all.
Like, and then
not
he
like your daughter. Your daughter loves it.
Your Dorothy lips are they're like fucking puppy kisses on my dick. I don't know.
Puppy kisses.
Like, I was just looking at that
like,
puppy.
I told her how I don't have any towels or any soap, and she still fucked me like 2 minutes later.
And he's like, "Yeah, how do they clean up if they have no towels?"
I know. I could not stop thinking about that.
Guys, I know.
Guys, there are socks. There's undershirts. There's all kinds of things. There's shoulder pads.
Oh, with. I know Dorothy is a leaker. I know for a fact.
A leaker?
Yeah.
That sounds like something that's like really like a really common thing in gay sex, and then Anthony just said it like it's just a normal thing at all sex.
No. My friend used to leak when she had sex. Like she would need to put a towel on the bed because she would get so wet.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you guys,
she was like a baby alive doll.
So. Yeah, putting a towel down. That's just polite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep seeing branches falling down from the tree. I'm looking at my neighbor's trees like falling apart.
Okay. Whoa, that's how long this episode is. An entire tree is
fallen. Okay, and so. So he asks her very nonchalant, like outside of the house, "Hey, you want to get married?" Just like that. Oh my God.
And she doesn't like, she needs to throw him so much more shade. Like they keep showing her as being like reluctant, like a little, like she's just like a little slow on the uptake with all the, like the way he keeps pushing it towards sex and then towards marriage.
Yeah.
Where like at no point is she like, "Why did you just ask me to marry you like outside my door while you're holding cannoli
before meeting my mom?
Like,
yeah, he didn't. She didn't even know about the cannoli yet. He didn't even present that. He just was like,
"Yeah,
all right." Got to the door. He's got a box, and he's just like, "Want to get married?" And
the last person,
sweeten the pot a little bit.
Yeah, and the last person I want my mom to meet is the guy that I was a mistress for. Like, I don't want to. Like, that's just not something I want to do.
He's shameless.
He is.
I would be like, "Ooh, I'm meeting your mom. Ooh, she knows that she's not my wife.
Who even knows if he's divorced? I mean, there's a phone call later where he's like, his wife calls, and then he's just like, "Oh, I'm just going to have you." Like, she asked him to sign something. He goes, "I'll sign something."
The divorce papers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's probably not even divorced.
And she doesn't say anything about that.
And okay.
It's all kind of.
I will say, though, he did say was it clear that he was divorced? It was, right? It was clear to Dorothy that he was divorced with her.
Yes.
Right? Because he said that she got half of my stuff. He made a comment about that. She got half of my stuff and I got half my dignity. So apparently the divorce went through. So
yeah, he got half his dignity and she got all his other stuff.
Right. And so
towels and his soap.
The towels and the soap, they're gone. I can't buy that again.
Wait, what?
And so
I'm going to keep bringing it up because it bothered me.
I just hope there's like a meeting where the divorce lawyers are there and they're like, "Well, I want all the soap.
I want all the Suave." I bought 10 bars of Dove.
No Irish Spring for you.
You don't even use the soap. You don't need it.
No Walmart Homestay towels for you. And so when he gets the call that I'll be there tomorrow to sign the papers, one, he's at least going to sign the divorce papers. If they're divorce papers, I know he's going to sign a check. I don't know. And so Dorothy that's when Dorothy's like, I can't do this anymore. And decides to fucking leave him. And decides that he's, even though not living with her, I'll give credit to him for one thing, even though he's not living with her. And he's saying that he gave her like a legit excuse. Like, I don't, she's still okay. If she broke up, okay, I'm sorry, I have so many questions. If she broke up with him, then why would it be hard for her to hear that there's somebody in the room? Like, that doesn't check out, right?
Well, no, it does. Like,
no, yeah.
100%. Like,
okay.
It's like if you...
I would be like, yeah, there's someone in the room. You fucking broke up with me.
Right.
Of course, I'm getting blown.
Okay. Like, he shouldn't have cared if it hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that it would, like, bother her. One thing that I don't...
Go ahead.
Like, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. She goes from, oh, I don't know if I'm going to marry this guy. Maybe I will marry him, to, oh, I'm not going to date him. Like, it just turns, like, on such, like, a massive... Yeah. thing to where it's not,
it's a huge,
there's
game,
no,
change.
She doesn't even ask him any questions. She's just like assessing him, and then she's like, maybe I will marry him, and then she's like, no, instead I'm just not gonna date him. Like, it's not, yeah. Like, she doesn't say, are you gonna cheat on me, like, how can I trust you, and give him a chance to like answer that question or anything. It's just, it's
a one person monologue, yeah. Not asking him what is the situation, what is it all. But you know what, it is kind of hard to ask those questions because you kind of don't want to know. You don't want to know if they are still together, because it can hurt. I'm just thinking about a situation of mine where I didn't know if these two guys were still together, and I was messing with the guy, and I didn't want to know because it kind of, and I never found out.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to know.
It is just weird that, and I don't watch a lot of sitcoms anymore. So it may be just that I'm not used to the having to cram a story into 22 minutes.
Yeah.
But it is just like, cause I watch more serialized stuff where like, this would be like a 6-episode arc where she's dating this guy.
Right.
Like, if this were Sex in the City, he'd be in, you know, a few episodes. Yeah, half a season.
The first half or something.
And you'd have time, and you have time to have these conversations and everything. But it was just like, it felt like an entire relationship happened in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And it included a marriage proposal, and resulted in a breakup.
Like, and a breakup, and sex, and anus cookies.
Yeah.
And
we had 2 boxes of Italian treats.
Yeah, there were lots of treats in this.
So they're anise cookies. So it's cookies with star anise or whatever.
Star anise?
Yeah.
What's star anise?
Star anise.
That's what Anthony gives all his boyfriends. Moms.
Yeah.
Here, I made anise cookies for your mom.
They're just like little buttholes.
And Dorothy even comes back for the anise cookies.
Yeah.
And she leaves.
They're just regular cookies that he put in his ass.
What would you, I'm curious, as people that have watched, what, like 100 episodes of the show or so?
This is 123.
Wow. 123 episodes.
Yep.
Like, is this, like, on a 5-star scale, 4 Golden Girls episode, what do you rate this episode?
I would say a 2, because there were fun parts. I like the
fun.
Scheme.
There were some good jokes, but it's below average.
It's below average for sure. And I think a part of, well, before I say this, Genevieve, what's your rate?
I would probably say that I would rate it a little bit higher. I'd say probably about 3.
You always do 3. You always do 3.
You can't rate a 2. I feel like a 2 is a little bit too harsh. I mean, but I would say, like, I mean, it's got some good guest stars.
The good actors are in this show for sure.
I would say that this episode kind of hurt my soul a little bit, because I remember how terrible the first cheating episode was with these characters, and it just made me cringe. And I was just like, oh, this again. So mm-hmm. I think that's why I gave it a 2. It just reminded me of like having to sit through that. There's one part that was confusing to me, as many parts were, when Dorothy was telling the girls that he asked her to marry him, and she was so excited and everyone was so excited, and I'm like, dude, he's a cheater. He is a charmer. It's always the charmers that are crazy. And there's so many, like, she never told there was never any time where Dorothy was like, I don't know if this is going to work out, you know? Was there? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it happened so quickly. I mean, but it was weird. Like, Blanche was like,
I don't know. I hate it. I hate that trope whenever somebody's like, I'm going to get married, and everyone's excited. I'm always like, is that really how real life is?
I think,
like,
what they were going for was that Dorothy was just so caught up in it because that's what he was purposefully doing. You know, that was his game. That was his con, was that he was making everything move really fast and she just didn't have time to think about it.
Yeah.
And it's all surface good things. Sex is great. Getting married is great.
Him and my mom are getting along.
Yeah. And it's just, but she just never has enough time to actually, like, wait a second, because if she does, then it all falls apart because he's not a catch. And
well, I think what should have been in her monologue was not a dialogue at the end. In her monologue, where she told him how she felt, and then that's it. It was sort of like what she should have said is, "I was a mistress in your relationship, and obviously that's why it didn't work out." Because this probably happened throughout the marriage. I can't be with a guy that does this. And she never really said those words. But she said, I have a bad feeling about this. And I don't want to be the other woman. I'm like, you've been the other woman. You're probably the reason that they that their marriage didn't work out. Like, or part of the reason. And so that to me was like, kind of like, what the fuck? You know, this... it just aggravated me. Anyway. Okay. Did we miss anything? Genevieve?
I just wanted to say a line.
Are you still there, Genevieve?
Yeah, I'm still there. Yeah.
Genevieve. This is our show now, Andy.
Damn it. Okay.
All right. Can you guys hear me,
Genevieve,
okay?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
She got mad because we were dissing the episode too hard. Hung up.
No. I'm sure she... okay, we're calling her.
Hey, can you guys hear me all right?
Genevieve just,
can you guys,
like,
hear me?
Hello, Genevieve?
Hello, she can just, you guys, like, hear me?
Vanished with a puff of smoke. Genevieve?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Are you there?
Oh no.
I can hear us a little bit. It's like the dick of this episode just got limp. Like, this never happens.
Hello, can you guys hear me all right? Can you guys hear me all right?
Are we going to edit this, or do we need to keep it alive?
I might cut it out, but if we don't get a hold of Genevieve, we could just wrap it up because I think we're over. We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up.
Okay. Sounds good.
She's not coming through. All right. So Genevieve is gone. So I think we did it all. I think we covered it all.
I really hope that it is her just being like,
oh, here she is.
Oh, here we go. Genevieve.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Hello?
Oh, hello? Man, you're breaking up on my... Can you hear me?
Genevieve?
Yes.
Can we call her from your phone, maybe?
Let me pause all these
porno videos I was watching.
No, play them.
I've got like the split screen thing, you know.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. All right, what's the number? Wait, don't give it out.
On the air.
Okay, her number is 555. 555. 5555. There she goes. Oh, okay. She's trying to FaceTime now.
Hey.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can't.
Hold on. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Oh, no. What the hell?
I can't hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
We're going to call you back.
Okay, all right.
Is that it? Sorry, I don't know if I got the last four digits right. Yeah, okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, Genevieve.
Hi.
I think at this point we can conclude that it is your microphone that is malfunctioning.
Or your phone.
Because this is a different phone that we're trying to talk to you on, and we can't hear you still. So if you can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear
this
you.
This is on you. This is not on us.
We're going to wrap up the show.
How dare you suggest it otherwise? No.
All right. Bye, Genevieve.
So long.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So this was wonderful. I think the only thing I wanted to mention was Sophia trying to scam that dude.
That was funny.
That was great.
Sophia's great. Here's my power rankings. I hadn't seen the Golden Girls in a long time. The rankings are as follows. Sophia, Blanche, Rose, Dorothy. Those are the order from best to worst. At least in this episode.
Correct.
This is the only episode I've seen. Rose didn't do anything. She's funny, yeah. But she was barely in the episode.
I would agree.
Sophia's a gem. That line, self-respect is for losers like Rose. That's
self-respect is for losers like Rose.
That's funny.
My ranking is I love Blanche so much and I identify with her a lot.
Yeah, you're a Blanche. You're a hard Blanche. You slut.
I am a hard Blanche. I'm just this is who I am and I can't deny it. And so and I just like, I don't like the weird parts of her, but I keep hearing you guys, but you couldn't hear me, so I don't know what happened. Genevieve. Okay. Let me text her. Yeah, it's weird. I'll wrap up the show. We were done anyway. Okay, so this comes out on January 25th.
Okay.
And we have listeners all over the United States. If you're traveling or if you don't want people to see you, where can they find you online?
You can find me online. You can just find me on Facebook. That's the best place. Christian Piper is my name. It's P-I-E-P-E-R. I'm also on Twitter as Piperoni. Just P-I-E-P-E-R-O-N-I.
Oh,
I'm good to
follow you, yeah.
Yeah. I will be, if there's anyone listening in Utah, I'll be doing a little road trip in March. I'll be at the Golden Spike Comedy Festival, March 8th through the 11th, doing stand-up and producing my show there. I produce a show with Brian Vokey called Adrenaline, which is a comedy challenge show that we put on monthly at the Hollywood Improv. Okay. And we're going to do it at the Golden Spike Festival in Salt Lake City also.
Sweet.
And then the following week, I'll be in Ogden, Utah, headlining Wise Guys Comedy Club there on Friday and Saturday. I think it's the 17th and 18th. So those are my big dates that I want to.
Awesome. So follow him, guys. Yeah. He's super funny.
Thank you.
And I know Genevieve would like me to promote the Bird City Comedy Festival. That is February 6th through the 9th. And it's going to be lots of fun. Submissions, I think, might be closed by the time you listen to this. But they might, yeah, they'll be closed. You guys, it's a super fun festival. The first year was super great. We had tons of amazing comics, and no one said anything bad about it.
Wow. That,
yeah, not a
to
bad
your face.
Thing. To our faces. No, there were haters. Arizona has like the haters, you know? Every town does. Every non-LA town. Okay.
LA's got some haters. It's just me.
Yeah, there's just, yes, Christian Piper is a hater. You can find Genevieve at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Instagram, GenevieveRice.com. And follow her, and you listen to her. She's great. I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to be, after the 25th, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona, because there's two, one in Minnesota, February 1st through the 5th. I'm going to be opening up for John McNolo or something. I'm sure he's really funny. Okay.
With a name like McNolo.
I keep forgetting his name. Okay. I will get it right that Wednesday. And February 6th, I'm going to be performing at the Fun House in Bisbee, Doug Stanhope's Fun House, with Mishka Shabali and Kristen Levine, and hosted by Chad Schenck, the wonderful Chad Schenck from the Doug Stanhope podcast. So that's going to be lots of fun. And February 8th, I'll be at the Tempe Improv, opening for Eric Schwartz. So you guys,
Smoothie. That's what he goes by.
Yeah,
Smoothie.
Yeah, he's a. He's a blender or something, his slogan. I don't know. Surrender to the blender.
That's
his little... I love Eric, he's the best. And so, along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Music is by Brian Kokernak and Mike Dennison. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Audio Boom, or any other platform you should listen to us today. The next episode, for those of you who are following along, is Season 5, Episode 23, and it's Demenzia Cavallo Curse Makes a Lousy Wedding Present. That is a title, and not making that up.
But look forward to the president in Episode 25.
The president's coming, 25 and 26, a double episode. Also, if you haven't heard the good news, Golden Girls is going to be on Hulu for the first time ever in the universe on Hulu February 13th. So you'll be able to watch the Golden Girls without having to pay for it. I lie, because you have to pay for a subscription. But it's way better than paying $1.99 per episode. Okay, on Amazon. Sorry, Amazon. I love you, but fuck you. Okay, so thank you, everyone. Yeah, very political today. And so thank
you. It's
good river. Good river.
It's one of the Amazon is one of the better rivers.
Yeah,
in the world,
because it's streaming. You say? Yeah, I like that phrase. Good river.
It's good. Oh, good river. Seems like
Nice. We like to end the podcast with a slave spiritual. So thank you, Christian Piper, for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night.
Thanks, Genevieve.
Thanks, Genevieve, for dying.
Oh, no.
No, she didn't die. Okay, bye, everybody. Yay.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.